The Message, Our Savior's Atonement, by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. If we could truly understand the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would realize how precious is one son or daughter of God. In January 2004, our family suffered the tragic loss of our grandson Nathan in an airplane crash. Nathan had served in the Russian-speaking Baltic mission. He loved the people and knew it was a privilege to serve the Lord. 3 months after I officiated at his eternal marriage to his sweetheart Jennifer, this accident took his life. Nathan's being taken so suddenly from our mortal presence has turned each of our hearts and minds to the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. While it is impossible for me to put into words the full meaning of the atonement of Christ, I pray that I can explain what His atonement means to me and our family, and what it might also mean to you and yours. The Savior's precious birth, life, atonement in the Garden of Gethsemane, suffering on the cross, burial in Joseph's tomb, and glorious resurrection all became a renewed reality for us. The Savior's resurrection assures all of us that someday we too will follow Him and experience our own resurrection. What peace, what comfort this great gift is, which comes through the loving grace of Jesus Christ the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. Because of Him, we know we can be with Nathan again. There is no greater expression of love than the heroic atonement performed by the Son of God. Were it not for the plan of our Heavenly Father, established before the world began, in a very real sense, all mankind, past, present, and future, would have been left without the hope of eternal progression. As a result of Adam's transgression, mortals were separated from God, see Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and would be forever unless a way was found to break the bands of death. This would not be easy, for it required the vicarious sacrifice of one who was sinless and who could therefore take upon himself the sins of all mankind. Thankfully, Jesus Christ courageously fulfilled this sacrifice in ancient Jerusalem. There in the quiet isolation of the Garden of Gethsemane, He knelt among the gnarled olive trees, and in some incredible way that none of us can fully comprehend, the Savior took upon Himself the sins of the world. Even though His life was pure and free of sin, He paid the ultimate penalty for sin, yours, mine, and everyone who has ever lived. His mental, emotional, and spiritual anguish were so great that they caused Him to bleed from every pore. See Luke chapter 22, verse 44, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 18. And yet Jesus suffered willingly so that we might all have the opportunity to be washed clean through having faith in Him, repenting of our sins, being baptized by proper priesthood authority, receiving the purifying gift of the Holy Ghost by confirmation, and accepting all other essential ordinances. Without the atonement of the Lord, none of these blessings would be available to us, and we could not become worthy and prepared to return to dwell in the presence of God. I believe that if we could truly understand the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would realize how precious is one son or daughter of God. I believe our Heavenly Father's everlasting purpose for His children is generally achieved by the small and simple things we do for one another. At the heart of the English word atonement is the word one. If all mankind understands this, there would never be anyone with whom we would not be concerned, regardless of age, race, gender, religion, or social or economic standing. We would strive to emulate the Savior and would never be unkind, indifferent, disrespectful, or insensitive to others. If we truly understand the atonement and the eternal value of each soul, we would seek out the wayward boy and girl and every other wayward child of God. We would help them to know of the love Christ has for them. we would do all that we can to help prepare them to receive the saving ordinances of the gospel. When I think of my grandson Nathan and how precious he is to us, I can see and feel more clearly how our Heavenly Father must feel about all of His children. We do not want God to weep because we did not do all we could to share with His children the revealed truths of the gospel. I pray that you will seek to know the blessings of the atonement and that you will strive to be worthy to serve the Lord in the mission field. It was Jesus who said, "If you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people and bring, save it be one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father." Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 15. Not only that, but great shall be the Lord's joy in the soul that repenteth, for precious unto him is the one. Our Heavenly Father has reached out to us through the atonement of our Savior. He invites all to come unto Christ, who is the Holy One of Israel, and partake of his salvation and the power of his redemption. Omni chapter 1, verse 26. He has taught us that it is through our faithful adherence to gospel principles, through receiving the saving ordinances that have been restored, through continual service, and by enduring to the end, that we can return to His sacred presence. What possible thing in the whole world is remotely as important as to know this? Sadly, in today's world, a person's importance is often judged by the size of the audience before which he or she performs. That is how media and sports programs are rated, how corporate prominence is sometimes determined, and often how governmental rank is obtained. That may be why roles such as father, mother, and missionary seldom receive standing ovations. Fathers, mothers, and missionaries play before very small audiences. Yet, in the eyes of the Lord, there may be only one size of audience that is of lasting importance, and that is just one, each one, you and me, and each one of the children of God. The irony of the atonement is that it is infinite and eternal, yet it is applied individually, one person at a time. Never, never underestimate how precious is the One. Remember always the simple admonition of the Lord, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." John chapter 14, verse 15. Always strive to live worthy of the sacred full blessings of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. In our sorrow over the separation from our dear Nathan has come the peace that only the Savior and Redeemer can give. Our family has turned to Him one by one, and we now sing with greater appreciation and understanding. Oh, it is wonderful that He should care for me, enough to die for me. Oh, it is wonderful, wonderful to me. I stand all amazed. Hymns number 193. May you give to others and receive for yourselves every blessing the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ offers. Note, from an April 2004 General Conference address. End of the article, The Message, Our Savior's Atonement, by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by David Shaw.